Yep. Okay.
Yo, I feel like we need a brief AP, man. Right? Like, we need a brief AP in the intro, man. Back to my man and all that, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ryan Little, bro.
Yo, this is Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, a.k.a. Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Bow, 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 bow. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Switch. We are back with another one. I'm here with your boy Jay. I'm here with Jimmy. What's up, fellas? What is going on?
What's up with the El Chapo over there?
Who got El Chapo? Me?
You.
A little bit at the end there.
Yeah,
how it is. What happened? They didn't fix your light. They didn't fix your lights properly.
Oh, last week, man. Yo, that was crazy.
Yo, you don't got fiber. That's why.
I do got fiber. I got that fiber. Now it started raining, and then the whole apartment started flickering. The lights started flickering.
Yo, it looked like your apartment was possessed, bro.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then it looked like poltergeist.
It'll turn off. Beep, beep. And turn on and off.
Yeah, the joint looked like.
How long did that last?
At one point, it just shut off completely, and it was just black. Blackout, and I think we got our power back by like 10:30.
That sounds like the purge, man.
Damn, no, man. That's crazy.
Yo, wow, shout out to Kimberly. Let's go.
I decided to show up. Yes, sir. Yes, sirski.
That's what's up. Shout out to Alvin in the comments, Kimberly. Last week they won some dinero, some cash.
Oh, both of them won? Oh, that's why they came back.
Are they back for some more money?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, they're disqualified now.
Oh, this. Yo, we ain't got no money for y'all, man.
Hey, you should have asked them to hit the thumbs up before you said that. Now they're gonna bounce because they can't win.
nah, they'll stick around. They'll stick around. They support. That's what's up.
Yo, how much y'all was sending, man?
This dude, man, he was going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I seen, like, you had stacks. You was like this.
Oh, yeah, playing
like a rapper.
Yo, you know how YouTube, yeah, like a rapper. You know how the YouTubers, they be having stacks of cash and stuff like that? It's like funny money. My man had, like, a stack of hundreds, but on the inside, it was nothing but ones. So he was giving, look, see? He got that play money, man. That's DR money, bro. That's money from DR, son.
I wish it was money from DR.
Yo, that podcast money is different, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Bree K and Kasari gonna ask for a cut now, man.
Right. I'm like, look at this dude giving away money. You know what I mean?
Yo, where we getting?
Word, I'm in the same boat. I'm like, yo, where this money coming from?
Word. Shout out to Kimberly. She's been here since 2020. Wow, that's when we started.
Pretty much when we started. Appreciate you.
That's support. Awesome. Yeah, wow. Alvin says, "Hey, there's no terms and conditions. It is now." Shout out to everybody, everybody watching on X. We got a lot of people watching on X.
Oh,
good amount. That's crazy.
And Twitter,
Twitter. So, but yeah, so good to have you Switch back on here.
Yeah, man, welcome back, bro.
I know you've been grinding, very, 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 very hard. You know, so it's good to see you on here. And can't join us today. You know, there's always something with his kid. They're all superstars.
And his dad is here, man.
For real. For real. Yo,
straight up.
Bro be
outside.
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. he is outside. But let's just jump into it, man. We got Ty Tribbett, who is a gospel singer / pastor / all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Gets invited to Breakfast Club. And you know, they interview him or whatever. And he's kind of going viral right now because of some stuff that he said.
What do you say
about church? And we're gonna pull it up here. And I skipped ahead. So to put it into context, they asked about, I guess, the job of a pastor, right? And he talks a little bit about that, and he talks about how some pastors he believes are called, right, by God to pastor a church, and then some others are where you kind of apply to the job, like a manager at Target or something, and then you get the job, right, and you start pastoring. And then he goes into this, which is what seems to be going around, and I'll stop it when kind of gets to the end of it. So this is what he says.
I believe are literally called from God. I don't believe a lot of pastors are. I think it's a system now. Oh God, it's a system. Everything is a system, and systems work with or without God. Mm-hmm. So I think the institution of church is whack. I think how church is ran is whack. I think the religious system and structure is whack. I don't subscribe to it, even though I grew up in it, I benefited from it, but I learned that God is not the church. And once I realized, whoa, God ain't church. That for me, you know what I mean? I ain't from the streets, I'm from the church. So that was a huge thing as well.
It's in the Bible, though. It says you can't even find God in a man-made temple.
Why don't we read that, though? Mm-hmm. How often do you hear that sermon? No, you hear people, pastors make the people about the church. We got the church name, we church and the church and the bumper sticker, the church. The church should be about the people. Should be about the people, but the church makes the people about the church. So all churches now are a movement, but they're not about the people. They're not about serving and loving the people. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of pulled that. We're online right now. We're not even in a building, a physical building or nothing like that. So Live Church, shout out to Live Church. I love y'all so much. Live Church Orlando, we're online right now. And because we had an issue with a building. And now I'm like, hold up. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? Like, do we need a, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, in order to do what we need to do, affect people, serve and love and minister, I'm just looking at everything differently at this point, because the church structure has really, I mean, there's a lot of people who won't even go to church, obviously. Yeah. When the last time y'all been to church?
All right.
Yo, it sound like he needed to be in his Bible instead of being in church.
Because
he's like, how come nobody teaching this? How come nobody is saying this? How come nobody preaching? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he came to this conclusion because of whatever problem he had with that lease in Orlando, not because he was in his word and he got some kind of revelation or he read something, right? Because he said,
before you continue, what's up with this lease thing? What's that? I don't know what the story is.
What happened?
What happened with his lease?
Oh, I don't know. He just said that right now, where he said he had a problem with the building in Orlando.
And then he started
saying, well, do I even need a building? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I got you.
What gave you the revelation, because you had real estate problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you've been in church this whole time, and it sounds like you need to kill your idols, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Of course, that's from the, 30-second, 1-minute snippet we saw and all that.
Yeah, but what do you think about him saying the institution of church is whack, the way churches ran now is whack? What do you think about that?
I don't like making blanket statements about anybody or anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that there are aspects of it, that need to be redeemed. You know what I mean? I mean, we're human, so you're going to have that. I don't know. I got to watch the video to see if, he elaborates more on what he's talking about specifically, because just to throw out the baby with the bathwater, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, the scripture still says that we have to fellowship, you know what I mean? So like, I'm not going to say, for some people, that's the only fellowship they have,
Right.
I'm not going to say like, it's whack and all this and that and the third. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Alvin says Hebrews 10:25, God calls believers to meet together for encouragement.
Right. Don't forsake the fellowship, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah. I think earlier in that, before they talked about kind of the pastor's job and all that stuff, and then got into the whole church is whack. Well, the way churches run is whack. They did talk a little bit about kind of how small churches, you have people that go because they want to kind of be close to the pastor, or at least know the pastor, and that the pastor knows them, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what the new lady that's now part of Breakfast Club was mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a part of a church like that where it's small, right? The pastor knows your name, you know the pastor, mm-hmm. you have the pastor's number, you know where he lives, all that stuff, right? And then I've also been to the other side where the pastor has absolutely no idea who I am, and no clue that I'm going to the church and all that. All right. So I think his saying of the church structure now is whack. I would say that maybe the mega church system, if you can say that word, or structure, doesn't seem to be, I guess, not, I don't want to say working, but it doesn't seem to have that longevity, right?
For the mega churches, you're saying?
For mega churches, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like you've noticed that a lot of mega churches have kind of fallen, or you know, have certain like issues going on within the ministry, right? You have Mars Hill with Mark Driscoll, then that became, you know, individual churches that totally separated. Yeah. You had the Hillsong sort of fallout, right? Even though Hillsong Church globally still exists. But you know, you could kind of see like these sort of examples that are going around. So I would say also kind of how church is structured, right? You have with a lot of these mega churches, it's almost like a corporate business, right? You got corporate cards, you know, you have certain allowances that they give, you know, certain ministers and leaders of the church where you can spend this and that, right? Mm-hmm. Like a regular business, right?
Yeah.
So I can kind of understand that aspect of Ty saying, you know, the structure is whack.
I relate
there.
But is it the mega churches though? Because like you mentioned a few, right? But I'm sure that there's other mega churches that are successful, right?
And sure, you have
thriving.
Yeah.
I think the issue isn't so much the church, but it's actually the accountability of the people in these three, right? Because you mentioned that Ty is one of them.
Yeah.
He was 10, 15 years ago, he was cheating on his wife. And then his wife cheated with the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's more the accountability. You know what I'm saying? Like who you walking with, who you being accountable to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's I wouldn't say it's the church. Listen, I'm not even like this dude who's like, you know, like pro big churches and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. I know, like I said, I know that there's issues, right? And then there's problems sometimes. You know what I mean? But like. To say like the church is whack, I don't know.
Yeah,
when you build your whole life, your whole name on church, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right, and he mentioned that, right?
He did. He did say that.
He profited off of that. So, shout out to everybody on Instagram. AI, the anomaly. Shout out to you. She says, "Doesn't sound like he's forsaking the fellowship. They are still fellowshipping, but online. I'd prefer to be connected physically in person. Not sure of the long term effects on just being online."
Yeah, for sure.
The queen I am, you forgot about us on Insta. Yeah, I got you guys now. So,
what happened? She said she forgot about us.
No, saying that I mentioned Twitter, I mentioned YouTube. I see ya. Yeah. AI also says, but yo, I hear a lot of things about church issues as if there aren't many churches out here doing good work as a unit, right?
That's what I'm saying.
The people do make up the church/ecclesia. We are human, so there will be issues. Absolutely.
See what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Kimberly on YouTube says, maybe he was trying to say something to be in agreement in some way with the people he was talking to. No, because before that, again, they were just asking him about, you know, kind of the pastor's role and, you know, how does one like kind of become a pastor and all this other stuff in churches. Yeah. So wasn't so much in agreement.
Well, was his conversation more about like who is called to leadership? Because I think that's what he was saying.
That's what he started.
That was his point. And I can kind of agree with that in the sense where, you know, I've seen people who they've had issues with their home church and they're like, all right, let's start our own church. Mm-hmm. And it's like, were y'all really called to be in pastoral leadership?
Right.
Or did y'all just not like the way your church was moving and now you just feel like, well, I want to build my own church?
Yeah. So that happened. That I was in a church that happened to.
Yeah. So I don't know if he was, because it sounded like to me like he was more alluding to that than just saying like, and then, you know, we have like seminary and we have all this stuff that people kind of work their way into the pastoral leadership, but
mm-hmm. yeah,
they're not really right, because like the word says that a pastor is supposed to be above reproach, right? It's, mm-hmm. it's not just all right, you have everybody, right? Everyone's supposed to walk holy, be holy, right, as the Father, but pastors also have more responsibilities, right? So mm-hmm. and they head people and they guide people, and
right,
sometimes people just go to seminary expecting to, you know, to become a pastor, and then in reality, like, is it what the Lord called you to do, right, or is it just because?
Yo, I'm with you. I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, some dudes yeah. sing really well and run choirs, and, you know, and now they got churches.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some rap, you know, and not right. pastors.
Right, right. And you know, again, if you go probably a couple minutes before I started it, he does mention that, right, that there are people who study, go to seminary, all this other stuff, and they decide, okay, I'm going to open a church, but that doesn't right. necessarily mean that you were called to do it, to do that. Oh, okay. And he even mentioned before that, right, that in his family lineage, right, I believe he said his grandfather was a pastor, and then and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then it became to the point where Charlemagne asked him, was there a lot of pressure for him to become a pastor? And he was just saying, yes, it was, right, because of his family, right, this was his thing,
right.
And then it wasn't until his parents like divorced, where, you know, at that time, you know, it's a big deal, right, when you divorce. So that's where he kind of like separated from God and tried to do his own thing, and then eventually, you know, reconciled and all that stuff. So I don't think Ty was necessarily bashing pastors or mm-hmm. or anything like that. So
okay.
But now he's also got to be careful because of his audience, right? You're yeah. in the Breakfast Club. And when you say, well, you know, the church is whack, right?
Right. And
you have people that are going to be like, well, I don't need to go to church, or I don't need to fellowship with other saints in a congregation because, you know, this guy, you know, Ty is saying is whack. And I agree with him. I feel that way. You know what I mean? Or, you know, the world can see it a certain way, like, oh yeah, they're fake, they're hypocrites, or whatever it is, right? Whatever right. whatever people have as the narrative of what church is like, or maybe they've experienced stuff. So he has to be also careful about his audience to say, yo, all church is just whack. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. there are, and AI said it, there are many ministries that are doing the work of the Father, the whole, you know what I mean, working in the Holy Spirit, doing what they have to do, you know, in the communities. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, to say that, you know, you can kind of steer somebody yeah. away, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
From joining any kind of congregation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, mate.
Go ahead.
Nah. If you're watching this episode, shout out your church in the comments right now, man. You know what yeah, I mean?
For sure. And hit that like button, too.
That's right.
AI says also on Instagram, be aware of the intention of the core of the decision in stepping away from a church structure to, quote, do it my own way, end quote. My own way is wild if God is absent.
Yeah.
No.
That too.
Yeah. So Ty's been, it's going viral for this, yeah. and it seems that a lot of people are upset. And then there's also people that kind of, like with everything when it comes to the church, agree with Ty and feel that people who are upset are just too religious and not really on the new wave of how, you know, church is done in 2024 and all this other stuff. So what I didn't know his church was all online. Well, what do you guys think about that one?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that about him. To be honest with you, I'm not opposed to online church, man.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm not saying if you're opposed to online church. Mm-hmm. I'm asking, are you opposed to strictly online, right?
Exclusively,
if TNC church, if we decided to open an Instagram account, go live, YouTube account for TNC Church, strictly online.
Yeah.
Do you see a bit of an issue there?
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? That's difficult. Because I agree with AI, you know, when she said that you need that in-person fellowship. But listen, during the pandemic, I say that because the CDC just announced that
COVID
is just like the flu.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, like that's all a lot of people had. You know what I mean? Like here in LA, the mayor was and the governor shut down churches. Like I went to Johnny Mac's church in protest. Like he opened up. He's like, I don't care. We're gonna have service, whatever. But for a lot of people, online is all they had. You know what I'm saying? My daughter started watching this dude, Alex, Amen Church. You know what I mean? And we started watching it like Sunday mornings, you know what I'm saying? Just on TV. He's just talking about the scripture and everything else. So I think it has its benefits, you know what I mean? But you need that one-on-one, you need that one in person. I feel like you do, you know what I mean? But at the very least, if you don't have no believers around you, you know what I mean? Like definitely tap into an online church, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Right. I also think the whole online church, I guess, phenomenon, if you want to call it that, is really no different than, you know, you watching somebody on TBN or the Word Network or whatever other channel, right? Back in when the internet wasn't really around.
Paul Crouch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know what I mean? Yo, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, like talk trash about Paul Crouch, man. But a lot of people got saved because TBN flipping through channels and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That helped a lot of people down.
I mean, he's definitely a pioneer when it comes
for sure. Shout out media, to 2819, because I've been watching church online. Shout out to Philip Anthony Mitchell. You know what I'm saying?
Word. But yeah. So that's
how you feel about exclusive church online. Just, you know what I mean?
I'm agreeing with you in that I don't know. I know it was beneficial during, you know, 2020 COVID era.
Yeah.
And I guess even now it's still beneficial, right? If you're unable to go to your home church, you know, for a storm or whatever, now you have the opportunity that if they opened up, you know, you can still, you know, get some praise and worship in, and you can, you know, get a message from the pastor and all this other stuff. So I think it definitely has merit. I just don't have an answer for exclusively.
Yeah, I'm not. Online. I don't know.
I don't know.
At least for me, I don't think it's.
Yeah.
What do you think, Switch?
Yeah.
I like the aspect of having accountability. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. I feel like sometimes it's very easy to just slip through the cracks and just be like, oh, I'm going to watch the service. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just like, all right, cool. I go about my day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I got my word. You know, I got the word for the day.
Right.
I listen to some worship at home, you know? And I'm more for in-person fellowship than actually like, strictly online, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, but you can slip through the cracks at a mega church too, though. Like you can slide.
Oh yeah,
sure. Like, you can slide in. Pause. You can slide in now, and nobody even notice you. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're there or not, nobody miss you if you're not really connecting with people. You know?
For sure.
That's very possible. The most beneficial worship that I had, like as far as church, was in a small church, but also more so when my church started doing these cell groups, home church. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was really impactful in my walk, just because that fellowship was
even more intimate.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like people in your house, like we hosted, so. People were in my house. We're breaking bread together. We're praying for one another. You really get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? For me, that was like old school. You know what I mean? New Testament church for me.
Yeah, and online just makes it mega churches, right? Where you don't know who else is visiting with you. Your brother, sister. It's just a username. You know that
username. Online. You know what's cool is that they don't make you stand up when you're visiting, though.
That's
true. Greet each other.
That's true. Just get right into it. AI says, we have to choose our words better. The church, quote, the church is whack, end quote, when you may have had a bad experience due to certain issues that very may well stem from our own pride. She says also, what was the fruit of exclusively online church in general? And then AI says she's a member of Church Crusaders Assembly, Pastor Stephen Foreman Sr. So if you are in the Buffalo area, go check out.
Yo, they be outside too, man. Assembly.
For sure. And them cold winters.
Yo, but how come since forever, when you go to church on Sunday, everybody and their mama there.
Mm-hmm.
But when it be the prayer nights or the Bible studies.
On Friday nights.
It be like 10 members in the joint.
That's facts. Yeah. That's facts, man.
Why is that?
I guess because Sunday you already have off, right? So you're probably more, what else am I really gonna do? I'm going to set my day around church versus maybe, you know, midweek service. You know, man, I got work. The kids have homework. Gotta do this, gotta do that. So it can be more of a quote pain, right? To attend. That's the way I look at it.
Got you.
Yeah. Maybe pain wasn't the right word. Yeah.
This is all day church. Anybody.
We got the
all day church.
I've been
24/7 vigils. I don't miss those days.
Back-to-back services too, you know what I'm saying? I think my dad used to do like 4 services, you know what I mean? And
Bible study, lunch.
Yeah.
All that. What you say?
It said Bible study, lunch, prayer.
Oh, no. Jimmy said something. It sounded like he said something else. Anyway.
Bro, are you cussing again?
Maybe.
Alvin says 10 revivals. That's right.
10 revivals.
Bro. Weird. So, yeah. I think that's about it for time.
TNC First Baptist Church coming soon. You know what I'm saying? We just secured the domain, online church 24/7. You know what I'm saying? You said what?
Send them tithes and offerings.
You know what I mean? We're gonna take a couple offerings.
Yeah. Wow, you guys want to take money instead of, you know what I would say, give it away.
Anyway,
you got something?
Say again?
I said you got something. You got.
I mean, maybe we'll see how the comments are. Maybe I'll move towards Instagram over here.
Uh oh.
AI, thank you. Challenging is a better word. Yes. Thank you so much.
You know she's a wordsmith. You know she's a wordsmith.
Right.
She got you.
She did. I mean, when you're live, it's, you know, the pressure's on. Like, what word do I want to say? You know, and I was trying to find it, but I couldn't. So. Forgive me, but challenging, yes, it can be more challenging to go during the midweek services.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Facts. It's challenging just to come to this podcast, and we ain't even doing nothing.
Kyle said, did y'all get rid of those cussing chicks?
He said clicks.
He said clicks, but he meant chicks. Yeah.
No, Kyle, they're here to stay. All right? They're here to stay.
You still on that, man?
Yeah.
Come on, Kyle.
So hit that like button.
Thumbs down.
Nah, ain't no thumbs down. Thumbs up only. Speaking of thumbs up, did you guys see boxer extraordinaire Ryan Garcia tweet at Instagram, a whole bunch of stuff?
Wait, hold up. What that got to do with thumbs up? I don't understand.
You know, because he's a social media guy, right? So he's, you know, thumbs up, subscribe.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw a clip of the what is it called again? That app?
Clubhouse,
yeah. I saw a clip of, oh no, it was on Twitter, right? It was
Twitter? That's Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, Twitter Spaces. Yeah. So I saw like a screen recording of that and I heard him talk about, yo, that joint sounded crazy, bro. Like, so it sounded like he was on drugs. It sounded like he was having a mental breakdown. And then it also sounded like he was kind of speaking facts. So I don't know where I am with that, but that joint was crazy, man.
Yeah. I mean, he was talking about, you know, getting, I don't even know if I can say the word, but something happened to him when he was a kid.
He was violated.
Yeah, violated. There you go.
He said at 2 years old, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, but hold up. How do you remember something from when you're 2 years old?
He said he had evidence. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. All right. But... So, and then on top of that, he starts saying that there's like this place, right, that you get taken to, right? All Hollywood celebs. They'd be doing some outrageous stuff. Yeah, so that man was talking a lot of stuff that makes you really think about this whole being famous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out he got like his socials hacked or something. He can't access his bank accounts.
Was that before or after he said that?
I want to say it was after.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say it was after.
So it was the cats from Bohemian Grove who hacked him because he was talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. There was a post, and it was like R.I.P.
Yeah.
Brian Garcia, and then 666, right? Like all this crazy stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And then after all of that, that's when he mentioned, "Yeah, I got hacked. They froze my account.
I saw that,
et cetera. And then after that, he went on the spaces and started talking about
Bohemian
Grove and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the timeline that I got.
Yeah. And then a lot of people were questioning, like, yo, is this dude having like a mental breakdown, right?
Yeah.
Because he just kind of announced, you know, he was divorcing his wife. And then he had the issue with De La Hoya, right? In the contract. And
his ex-wife also posted something, yes, right? She's like, pray for him.
Yes. And his brother as well.
Oh, I miss his brother. What did his brother say? Same thing?
The same thing. Like, hey, you know, please pray for Ryan. Mm-hmm. He seems to be going through stuff, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah. And I agree a little bit with Kyle. He says he's acting erratic like Kanye. But then I also see kind of like, well, Kanye was also talking about stuff that happens in Hollywood as well. And then all of a sudden people start calling him crazy.
Right.
And this happens to Ryan.
Right.
Now people calling him crazy.
And that's everybody that talks about like the elites, or, you know what I'm saying? Like something always happens where like you think they crazy, but it's like, what did they say that was crazy? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. Like it's not possible like any of that could be happening or happened before.
Right, because there's videos of these meetings, right? Ryan says he has videos on his phone, which is crazy to me. Like that's what made me think like this dude's bugging, like, because he said he got kidnapped, right? They took him, they tied him up, and then he had to watch these crimes against children. And then he said he had evidence. Like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, if it's a crime against children and you have evidence, like, first of all, why you have that on your phone? And then why haven't you turned that over to the authorities or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Right.
What kind of, it's just crazy. But I like that Tate told him, like, yo, you gonna have to, like, lay it out for us and be more detailed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that people know the story. Because right now you're just all over the place.
Yeah. You know, I think that's probably my biggest issue. And like Kyle said, it's similar to like the whole Kanye situation. It's like no self-control. It's like you said, erratic behavior, like, oh, right, yo, cussing and all this, you know what I mean? Instead of like, yo, look, I'm gonna lay it out to y'all. This is what happened. You know what I'm saying? In a self-controlled manner, it's more like, oh, I know. And it's all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's very hard to, you know, you can't downplay what he's saying, right? It's possible that this stuff could have happened, but it's just very hard to trust him, I guess, as a source because of how he communicates it, right? He's not communicating it in a sober mind in a way, right? Like he's just rambling.
But if what he says is true, like, and that just happened, like, let's just say it just happened last weekend. Like, how do you communicate that? Like, you just processing everything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody who just experienced something like that would be able to communicate it. You know what I mean? Like, in the manner that you're saying. You know, I know some people are saying that he's doing all this to get out of the fight.
right? Have you heard? You guys heard anything like that?
Yeah, I don't. What you think about that? I don't know if he wants to do that. I think I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have. You know, I'm kind of like Jay, where I have mixed feelings because you know these are things that celebrities always talk about, right? Right. But I guess it's like, I guess from the outside looking in, it's like, where's his foundation in all of this, right? Mm-hmm. Is it because he's always talking about Christ, but then even when he's like talking to Haney and fight, you know what I mean? It's just like, yo, bro, you be talking mad reckless, you know what I'm saying? Like, like you're not talking as someone who's walking the walk, you know what I'm saying? Just from talk, right? I'm not saying that he is or isn't, right? But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So I look at more of that than, but then I also feel like, you know, we know Hollywood. Even Lecrae mentioned it, right? Lecrae was like, yo, 1:30, you got crates. What was it, 12:30?
It's 1 o'clock, but he stayed till 12:30. He
got crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's far-fetched for these things to be happening. You know what I'm saying? But if you got some kind of evidence, you're going to have to like, then he was like, oh, is this being recorded, right? Like, he didn't want it to be.
Oh, I missed that part. He said that?
Yeah, he was like, is this being recorded? And they're like, well, no, we're not recording it live, but there's a lot of people in this room. I'm sure people are going to screen record this and put it on YouTube. And he's like, oh, okay. So, yeah. And Andrew Tate was like, kind of like, yo,
he's like, chill, bro.
Calm down, bro. I got this case going on. Like, you gotta, you know what I mean?
I can't. Yo, and then he was like, yo, you want me to take care of that for you? I know people. I'm like, bro, like,
yeah, what do you know? Like,
you just got kidnapped by some people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
where were your people at then, bro?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm saying, bro. That was kind of wild to me. That was kind
of
wild.
I like to see how it plays out. It's just hard for me to trust Ryan or trust Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Not saying their stories may not have happened, but just as source, because look at Kanye now, man. Kanye's just been bugging out, bro.
Yeah.
Like Jesus is King is like in a song, he said, I'm the new Jesus. And like, I'm like,
what? Well, Ryan said, I'm a God. He said that he's untouchable because he's a God. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. And I wonder if they maybe play like with both sides so much that it just, you know, like you want to be 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and then it's like, all
right, right.
Then it creates like what is it? Double mindedness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because then later on they'll apologize about it, and like Ryan was just saying, I'm not gonna talk about anything else except the fight going forward.
All right.
Like, I'm not going to speak about anything that's non-related to the fight. So it's like, okay, like, you just said you was willing to expose everything. And
right.
I don't know, man.
So is it serious or is it not serious, right? Yeah. Did you experience that
or not? Or did you just have that coke in your nose, you know what I mean?
We're going to see what they drunk us from, right?
You know what I mean? Was you just high out your mind and you was just rambling, you know what I mean?
My man, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But that's some crazy stuff, bro.
I would much rather him be high than him actually that everything that he said be true. That's, he got kidnapped and he saw what he saw, because then that means there's victims, you know what I'm saying? Like, and
that's a good point.
That's foul.
And what was that thing with IG? Like, is that,
I missed the, wait, what do you mean?
Well, what's that?
There was a post on IG. There was two posts. There was one where he was like, this is going to be curtains closed or something like that. And then it was like rambling with a caption. And then there was the other post where it was like, you couldn't see. It looked like somebody was running, like he was running or he was being chased or something in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had that big caption that was in the middle. So, my, this stuff is just weird, man.
Well, if it's fake, he did a good job of orchestrating all of it. You know what I mean? Because you got people talking. People definitely are interested in the fight. You know what I mean?
I don't think he needed to do all of this for the fight. I think the fight was already going to be interesting regardless.
It wasn't going to do no Jake Paul numbers. You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would.
Versus Haney? That's going to be a good fight. That's going to be a big fight.
Yeah. I don't think he needed it to do it. If this is all extra stuff.
Mm-hmm. I hope it is.
I don't think it's necessary to promote the fight at all.
And you say he was talking about aliens too, Switch?
Yeah.
He did mention that.
What'd he say?
He said, and then he got proof.
You got a photo.
He got proof of aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of proof my man got, bro?
He got proof of everything.
He said he got.
Well, he won't release.
So he like Biden. He got the files at the house. Sitting next to the Corvette. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah. He was bugging out talking about marrying IG model chicks. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you say, Kyle. The double-minded are unstable in all their ways.
He was on his David, huh? King David.
Yeah.
Or Saul.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Saul. Sometimes I'll be feeling like maybe they straddle the fence too much. And it's like that scripture where it says, like, you know, the unclean spirit comes out. And then when you dabble back into the stuff, like seven more spirits come. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't
Legion.
Really know about it. You know what I mean? But it's just, some of this stuff is bugged out. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I can't judge. I can't say. You know what I mean? Like you said, Jimmy, if you seen something like that, maybe I'll look crazy too and I'll be on here. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I saw this and that, and y'all be calling me crazy. You know what I mean?
Like, yo, switch out.
You know? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Switch is drunk.
Yeah, Switch is twisted out of his mind. And right. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just wild. I just like the way he painted the scenario. Like, he was, you know, he was, which kind of made me question it too. Like, yo, my man, like, you a boxer and you let Deuce tie you up? Like, pause. You know what I'm saying? Like you didn't knock nobody out. They didn't, like, how do people tie you up without, like, you putting up a fight? You know what I'm saying? And then,
but he got tied up after being an adult.
Oh, yeah. That's the impression I got.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. This was like recently.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what it seemed like. Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Where they forced him to watch people touching kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But even when you look at him too, he looks, you know what I mean?
Right now, yeah.
He don't look
all there, right?
But like I said, if I see something like that, I probably wouldn't look all there too.
Nah, bro.
I would be traumatized, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And on top of that, you have your own struggles. Right.
So when he was, it could have triggered him because he said he was a victim when he was 2 years old. So it might have triggered him too. And so now he's dealing with all kinds of, you know what I mean? Just all kinds
everything
of
all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
A legion of stuff. You know?
Yeah, you could feel like, yo, this wickedness is winning in a way, right? So it's like, you know, seeing that and being like, yo, I got kidnapped. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
That's true.
And dude has he might have got baptized. Facts.
That spike drink sedated. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying that, you know, dude, we saw got baptized and is trying to follow God, right? So it's like this whole, I guess, battle, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for his soul. So it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a difficult position to be in as a new believer, period. Just, you know, because you're learning so much, you're purging so much of your old life. But I imagine that the temptation is a lot higher when you're in that world, when you're in Hollywood, when you're in the industry, when you're in entertainment, right? And you got bread because everything is at your fingertips, you know what I mean? Every desire of your heart. So I imagine that could be more challenging. And like you said, you know what I mean? If like you cool and, you know, you leave all that behind and then you revisit it, you know what I'm saying? Like now it's now you got, you know, something that's seven times stronger coming after you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy. Speaking about craziness, our last topic for today. So if you haven't hit the thumbs up or subscribe,
what you waiting
subscribe
for?
Button. Yeah, hit that thumbs up. Jake Paul calls out Canelo Alvarez to fight.
Okay.
Right. And Jake Paul has been on this for
ever
a minute.
Yeah.
Ever since he got into this.
He said he's Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, he's El Gallo.
He said he's repping PR. He said he's repping Puerto Rico. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's El Gallo. So which he had a fight this past weekend.
What was that? Who he fought?
I don't know who that guy is, but just know that he got knocked out. Not Jake, but the other two got knocked out first round.
Yeah, so are these fights still selling well?
So he wasn't the main event on that one. It was actually one of the Serrano sisters, but she didn't fight because she didn't get cleared by the doctor.
Well, so she had like an eye infection or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. But Jake was like the fight before the main event.
Yeah,
on the card. So, so he calls out Canelo once again to see if they're gonna fight or not. So.
No.
Now I'm just wondering if that makes sense for him to keep doing, and if it is, when is Canelo going to accept?
I don't think he's going to accept, bro.
Well, Canelo has mentioned in the past that he wouldn't do anything like that. Yeah, he takes his boxing serious, but if money's right, who knows?
True.
Right.
Mayweather did it, and Canelo is not fighting the man he's supposed to be fighting. Which is David Benavidez. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Time to fight the Mexican monster, man. We don't want to see these other fights.
Yeah. So you want to see a Jake and Canelo?
I will watch a Jake and Canelo.
Okay.
I don't think Jake is going to stand a chance, but
I agree.
I like to see Jake, you know what I mean, get whooped.
Yeah. Alvin says Canelo swimming in cash. He doesn't need the bag that bad. Listen, sure, he could be swimming in cash, but if Jacob comes in and says, hey, I got this amount of money for you, that'll make him think twice. I don't see why not. Because right. You can see Mayweather, right? That man don't do nothing for a dollar, right? There has to be a bunch of zeros behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he got paid a good amount of money to him to fight Logan. What's to say that Canelo can't do the same?
It sounds like you really want to see this fight happen. Like you got like stock options or something like that. What's going on?
He wants Canelo to fight and Canelo to lose. So
that's what he wants.
Jake won.
No, not even that. I just think
you're Team Puerto Rico, huh?
No. I just think that
he said nah.
That Jake has kind of done shading. Things differently when it comes to the boxing world, and kind of sort of made a name for himself. And I think the Canelo Jake thing could be beneficial, right? I think they could sell out, and I think we get a lot of people interested and see what happens, right? If Canelo doesn't knock him out at a certain point, then do people start questioning Canelo's ability with everything?
Oh, if it goes the distance, for sure. If it goes the distance, for sure. But that may be his strategy where he just want to punish him. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you ever step in this ring with real boxers again. I'm going to show you.
Yeah. And there you go. That could be, entertaining in and of itself. And then be like, all right, cool. We got this clown Jake out of the way, right?
Does Jake have a chance to, like, do anything? Because he's bigger than Canelo, right? He's like, what? 190, something like that.
And what does Canelo fight at?
168.
Yeah.
He can go up to 175.
And then Jake would have to drop as well, no?
Jake is what, 200?
That's going to be tough. 190?
What is he?
190, 200, I would say.
Okay. So he's like a light heavyweight, pretty much.
And he's 6 something, and Canelo's under 6 feet.
Canelo's like 5'8", right? 5'7".
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jake does have that advantage, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about skill, though. Canelo's different, bro.
Right, right. So if it goes the distance, then you're going to start questioning, no? Like, why didn't Canelo finish him?
This dude's really selling the fight.
I don't think so much of that. I just think
give me a cut.
It's like, yo, dude is big. Dude's bigger. Jake is not a tiny dude. Jake is not a tiny dude or like weak, you know what I mean? Like he takes the boxing serious, even though he fights no names. He takes the training serious. He takes, you know, he's got the money to keep himself in condition and train with probably the best trainers and stuff. So, but I mean, look at Logan versus Mayweather. Mayweather didn't look like Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather looked like
that went the
old washed up,
boxer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. He calls him out. We'll see what happens. I think eventually the fight will happen. There has to be some sort of money that Canelo's gonna be like, you know what? All right, easy money then. You know?
Yeah.
But now they're talking about him fighting Berlanger as well. Canelo fighting Berlanger.
Okay. I mean, I'd watch.
Nah.
I don't think it'll be.
I will watch, but
I don't think it'll be the same as what you said with what's his name? I forgot.
David Benavidez.
Yeah, Benavidez. Like that would be an amazing fight.
That's the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. But what do you? Why do you think? Have they been approached like to set something up, or why you think?
Recently Canelo was with PBC. They did a three fight deal. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to. They fought one of the Charlo brothers. I think they were supposed to fight another Charlo brother. And then David was supposed to be like the last one or something like that. Or David before the next Charlo, right? And then something happened where Canelo didn't get his money or they didn't fulfill their agreement. And Canelo just left their... Canelo basically left their... the contract or whatever, or you know, I guess they didn't fulfill their side of the contract, so he was able to opt out of his next couple fights.
Right.
Okay. So now they're talking about I forgot the guy, the other guy. I think it's Jamie Manigua, something like that. Some other guy who's I don't think he could beat Canelo. And then Berlanger. Like Berlanger's not even top 10. Like he's top 20. So I don't even know why he's a discussion, but I don't know. I like Canelo. I'm a big fan, but I don't like these movements. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my wife is here. Let me chill out.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you everybody for staying up to this point. We got the word of the day. This is going to be read by Switch. And
Yes, sir. And today's word of the day is Matthew 6:14-15. It says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Mm. So forgive.
Make sure y'all forgive, man. That's a big one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
Right. Forgive. The same measure, right?
That God will not forgive you, bro. For not forgiving others.
No sea rencoroso.
Word. That in Spanish. You already know. Hey, thank you everybody for watching. If you haven't already, again, subscribe, hit the like button. We'll be back next week with another episode. And Brick and Kasari will be joining us that episode. So we appreciate everybody watching on Instagram, on Twitter. Yo, hold up.
We got a special guest on Monday.
Is that this Monday?
Is it confirmed?
Yes, it's confirmed. And yes, we do have a special guest. This Monday, we have Marty from Social Club joining us.
Let's go. God willing.
So make sure you keep it locked. And it should be an interesting episode.
Members only, too. Episode.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Nah, it's not members only. Yeah. But if you want to support and become a member, hey, hit the link and join on YouTube and support. Comes out to like 10 cents a day or something like that.
Come on, man.
We appreciate it. Thank you everybody for watching. Share this episode with a friend, share this with your church, cell group, anything. Let us know your comments below regarding Ty and pretty much all the stuff that he said or any of the subjects we talk about in these episodes. So we appreciate you and we'll see you next week. Peace out.
Back, bitch.